D'mai, Perik He Mishnah Dalet. Halaykech min a palter, Meiser mikol tfus utfus, div Rabbi Meir. So here Rabbi Meir actually is the most machmir in this Mishnah, that if a person buys from a palter, now what's a palter? A palter is a person that buys from these bakers. He buys from a few bakers, and then he brings all of this bread to the marketplace and sells it there. So here, according to Rabbi Meir, here with Choshesh that he got it from different bakers. That's what he does. And we have a Chashash, again, if we know that he bought it from different bakers, we have a Chashash that ultimately he's going to have some bread. If they're different tfusim, so you're going to have some bread that come from one person, that's either Chayv or Potter, and the other one is vice versa. And then we'll have a problem. So Mishnah Rishonah asks, but in the previous Mishnah, how come Reb Meir did not care when there are different shapes? Why all of a sudden over here, when it comes to the halter, to this guy, when he goes and he brings different tfusim into the marketplace and he's got a round challah and then a braided challah, whatever different shapes of challah he has, why is over here he's more machma? You see, he doesn't care about shapes in the previous Mishnah. So the difference is he brings the Mishnah Lamelech. According to Reb Meir, it's very simple. A halter always gets, like we just said before, from different bakers. And therefore, since there's different tfusim, it's almost understood that he's getting it from a lot of different bakers. Masha Inkin, if it actually is one tfus, it's very, very hard for different bakers, almost impossible to have the same shape. So Reb Meir would agree that if it was one shape, then we do not have to be machmer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer me'achas al hakol. So here, Rabbi Yehuda's mekel. And he says, you can bring one on all of them. In other words, you can be mafrish on one type of bread to the other one. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he's not concerned with different tfusim. He's not concerned with different shapes. And Rabbi Yehuda's concern, like we said in the previous mission, is only time when it comes from yesterday and today. But if it's all coming from the same day, there's the same assumption that the palter got it from one nachtam, despite the fact that there are different shapes. And the Mishnah ends, Moider Rabbi Yehuda b'lokech min manpol shu ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree, though, that if you bought it from a manpol is a person that would buy from these palters. Now, the palter, we said, would buy from bakers and then bring it to the shuk. So I guess there was an intermediate time where he would store all of his goods, this palter. Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the palter would always get it from one person. But now the manpol, he would not get it from one palter. The manpol, this guy that would go, let's say, to these palters' warehouses, or wherever they would store before they brought it to the shuk, and he would buy from them. And then he would also go down the block and buy from another palter. So this guy, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold, since he gets from different people, and many different people, one would have to be maaser on each and every one. And here he says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah. Now, everybody asks, the Taisis Antiv asks here, this is a stira because in the previous Mishnah we said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon held anytime there's different tfusim, there's different shapes of bread, you have to be machmir. And here Rabbi Yehuda said, not by the manpol, but by a palter, even if it's different shapes, you can be makel. And Taisyantov actually tries to offer some solutions, but he knocks them down. And it comes out to be, it seems that he leaves it as like a tzaruch ian. And how the Rav can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah.